Can I go fanboy on you guys for a second? I'm on Facebook, and I posted something on Paul McCartney's site. His daughter has a cookbook out. Not only did I get a like from him, I got a like from his personal account, so I know it came directly from him. So I fanboyed out all this week about that. I mean,
watch out.
Yeah, how about that? Sir Paul.
Wow.
Isn't that cool?
Well, you are tuned in to the Super Bowl weekend, Valentine's Day edition of Rosie on the House, and I promise to bring all you guys tips on how to make this the most romantic weekend of your entire married life. And I'd like to kind of wrap that up now, because this last point takes just a little bit of explaining. It sounds harsh, but it works. So I've told you guys, with Super Bowl tomorrow, get up, fix breakfast in bed for your sweetheart, bring it to her. If your tradition is going to church, you get the kids up early, get them prepared, get them dressed, and get them out the door. Come home, take your little traditional Sunday afternoon nap, and then you prepare all the appetizers. Don't push that off on your wife. And then as it gets really close to kickoff, start of the game, sit her down. You give up your favorite easy chair. You allow your wife to sit in your easy chair. And just before kickoff, as she's kind of warming up to the idea with the pregame analysis and stuff, then you duct tape her to that chair, okay? And now she can't get up for the rest of the game. And now's your chance to explain to her all the tactics and strategies of football. Explain to her what the nickel package is. Explain to her what the prevent defense is. Explain to her all the strategies and tactics of winning the game, but don't let her get up. Have her watch the entire game in this scenario, and once she understands the game, this will become a Super Bowl Valentine's Day tradition for both of you, where she'll actually be able to enjoy the game, understanding the game. So the duct tape sounds ruthless, but in the long scheme of things, it works pretty good.
She's going to expect this every year now, you know.
The duct tape?
No, the rest of it. I stopped short of the duct tape. But yeah.
And guys, if she's a particularly vociferous, objectionable to this plan, 4 more inches of duct tape strategically placed above the chin.
Oh, stop it. but you could really maybe sign her up for a staycation too. So then some other part of the year you could take her out on a nice getaway.
In L.A. for the Super Bowl.
No, staycation in Arizona. Get out and enjoy Arizona. We have people going to Oatman this week, and they are taking a basket from Divine Gourmet. So if you want a nice Arizona-based local gift, go to Divine Gourmet. That'd be a great place to get something for your sweetheart,
yeah,
too.
It certainly would.
Did you put
certainly
feed
would.
For the burros in the basket, too, as well?
That's a good tip.
Oh, yeah.
You got to feed the burros in Oatman, for sure.
Absolutely.
We got to get that put into the staycation package.
Yeah, you betcha.
Pellets for the burros. We've got some. We can just get out of the tech shed.
There you go.
All right. So the Arizona staycation, you can only get at rosieonthehouse.com. Honey, you know what a pre-cut defense is, don't you?
You know what? When Rosie watches the game, he does not want to talk about the game. So I rarely have a chance to actually learn the rules, but maybe this year.
Okay. I've got a daughter who's in the habit of inviting friends over to watch the game with us, and then they talk in the living room while we're trying to watch the game the entire time and never even see the game.
So for everyone listening, we know who we're rooting for, but Rosie, why don't you tell everybody?
Oh, it's got to be Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase.
Yeah.
I think there are actually more LSU Tigers playing for the other team.
No.
But
Two of them for the Rams and 4 from LSU for the Bengals.
Yeah, 4 or 5. I've heard it change a few times. Yeah, more.
Oh.
More LSU Tigers are playing for the Bengals, so Tigers again.
Okay. Well, I thought more LSU Tigers were playing for the Rams, but I'm all for Joe Burrow, Ja'Marr Chase, and the rest of the LSU alumni for what this would do for the Bengal fan base. And I'll tell you what, the Orlando airport was How about that guy in that Bengal dress coat? Well, that's something else. There were a bunch of Bengal fans in your Orlando airport last night as we were headed out. And they're all stuck in Austin right now with us.
If you've got questions between now and next Saturday, 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. 8 o'clock will be Jay Harper. 9 o'clock we'll be talking about paint application. 10 o'clock, of course, open home.